WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Poet Mark Halliday joins us to share a poem that was his solution for sorting through some bad memories. Halliday's 1987 collection of poems, Little Star, was published by William Morrow as part of the prestigious National Poetry Series. The poem we're going to hear is a new one.
The poem I want to read is called Memory Sampler. I've always been an autobiographical kind of poet, the kind of poet who really has to sort through and deal with memories of my own personal past. Of course, everybody has a set of troubling memories that they need to deal with in some way. For me, it's always seemed necessary to deal with them in language. Each time I find myself focusing on a troubling or confusing moment in my past, I have the desire to write a poem about it. But I've also felt sometimes that there were just too many moments like this crowding my memory, waiting for a poem that would deal with them. So I wrote this poem, Memory Sampler, out of a desire, an impulse to kind of dispose of a whole bunch of memories all at once and get rid of them so I could kind of move on from there. So the poem, the catalog of memories that the poem produces, reflects that desire to get past a lot of problems all at once. Memory Sampler. In the waiting room of a health clinic in Providence, Rhode Island, in an alley next to a furniture store in Copenhagen, on a hill of sheer silence overlooking a factory yard in Gothenburg, Sweden, on a bench by a park fountain in Raleigh, North Carolina, after insulting a friend, on a stool in the car Rexall in Raleigh, North Carolina, with no idea of myself, yelling, "Nowhere to go," under a pink night sky in Providence, Rhode Island, in the back of an airless appliance store in Providence, Rhode Island, in the cab of a rented truck on a moonlit street in Cranston, Rhode Island, suddenly alone in the elevator of an all-brown apartment building in Brooklyn, on the wrong bus in the dark, borderless maze of Queens, in the boys' room of Pine Street Elementary School in Gunnison, Colorado, in a bleak bed with an ex-lover in Providence, Rhode Island, in the odorous green bathroom of a Chinese restaurant in Providence, Rhode Island, in an elevator rocketing downward to blank, blank freedom in the Time Life building in Manhattan, at a corner table among chucklers chuckling in the Players Tavern in Westport, Connecticut, sick with ambition on a tennis court in Westport, Connecticut, incredibly alone on a highway in the great quiet night outside Aix-en-Provence, in Okemo Ski Lodge in Ludlow, Vermont, without the boomy, bloody gusto of skiers, in a pizza parlor with the wrong girl, or wrong self, near Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York, lying with poison ivy on a cot on the porch of a cottage near Frankfort, Michigan, asking for a payphone in a gas station in Rochester, New York, arriving 20 minutes late for an unlikely rendezvous at the British Museum in London and staring, desperately uninterested, at Egyptian relics, and, elsewhere, like you, I have felt I was without sufficient help. And yet, here we are, reading together, as if rescued. Lucky.
Mark Halliday teaches at the University of Pennsylvania.